平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
那么和你的周围的弟兄姐妹说，愿耶和华向你仰脸。
Why don't we take the time and greet each other and say, "May the Lord's face turn toward you."
主向你仰脸是一个特别的一句话。如果上帝不看你，那是什么问题？他不喜悦你。上帝向你仰脸，是上帝喜悦你，祝福你。
The Lord lift His face toward you or turn His face toward you means that He cares for you, He looks forward to you and He blesses you.
我们感谢神，主日的清晨我们一起来聚集来敬拜神。在这里我特别是要为上个主日上个周六我们教会的布道会我们来感谢神。
I want to thank God for gathering us this morning and really thank God for the gospel meeting that we had last weekend.
我们中间很多人听到福音以后心受感动他们决志接受耶稣基督。
Many of us heard the gospel and they were moved by the Spirit and they surrendered their life to Jesus.
我不知道我们中间上一次决志的朋友弟兄姐妹你在我们中间的话请你举个手试试看。
If you received Jesus last week, if you would just raise your hand.
两个。好三。欢迎我们欢迎他们。我们欢迎。
We welcome you.
我看到所有的弟兄姐妹非常的主动积极的服侍。大家在一起搭配来兴旺福音实在让人感动感谢主。
We thank God. It really moved me seeing just everybody working together to extend His kingdom last weekend. We thank God.
耶稣基督是我们聚在一起的原因。
Jesus is the reason why we gather.
耶稣基督也是我们人生的一个目标。
He's the goal of our life.
耶稣基督也应该是我们活着的理由。
And He's the reason why we live.
耶稣基督也是我们服侍的动力。
He's the motivation behind our service.
所以上个周六我们为这些弟兄姐妹的心情的摆上我们感谢神。
So we thank God for those brothers and sisters who served, last week.
我看很多人搬椅子准备饭食打扫场地接待护送感谢神神祝福你们纪念你们的劳苦。
And we thank those who put out the chairs, organize the food, ushers and people giving rides. God remembers your work.
我们特别感谢四班的弟兄姐妹。
We also thank you for the choir.
我们特别许老弟兄跟海伦姐妹他们每一个礼拜要开一个多小时来教会敬拜神。
They spend easily over an hour every week to just practice and to lead us into worship.
为他们的在主面前的摆上，我们感谢主。
For their sacrifice and their service, we thank God.
我们上个星期天的晚上有九位弟兄姐妹受洗归入主的名下。
Last Sunday, we had 9 brothers and sisters that got baptized.
这是我们今年第三次弟兄有弟兄姐妹来受洗。
This is the third baptism that we had this year.
九位弟兄姐妹在我们中间，请你起立好吗？
If you're here and you got baptized last week, if you could stand up,
请你起立。昨天，我们欢迎你们。感谢，请坐，请坐，请坐。谢谢神在我们中间施行的拯救。
We thank God for the salvation that He granted us.
今天我跟弟兄姐妹传讲的一个信息是：耶稣基督是狮子，又是羔羊。
The message from this morning is that Jesus is the lion and the lamb.
弟兄姐妹，你知道今天这个世界当中，信仰越来越多元，文化越来越多元。
We all know that we live in a very diverse world with a culture with different religion.
在一百年前，甚至在六十年前，在美国，很少能看到佛教徒、印度教徒。或者伊斯兰教徒。
If you look back 60 years ago, 100 years ago, you wouldn't really see Islams or Buddhists in the U.S.
今天在你的教室里头，你的同学中间，在你的邻居当中，可能有人就是穆斯林，或者是印度教徒，或者是佛教徒。
If you look at your classmates or your coworkers, there are many Muslims, Indians, and Buddhists.
上个星期四的晚上，我在外面开车，我看到一个车的后面有个 sticker.
Last Thursday, I was driving and I saw someone had a sticker on his bumper.
他的那个 sticker 怎么说呢？So child of goddess.
The sticker says, I'm a child of a goddess.
说他是女神之子。很显然是一个泛神论者。
And, you can clearly, this is a person who worship many gods.
所以在今天这样的一个时代，很多人自称为他敬拜的一个神。
And it's today that many people claim that they worship God.
我今天问弟兄姐妹一个问题，既然有这么多自称为神，你为什么要跟从耶稣？
So I want to pose a question this morning. If there's so many gods out there, why do you follow Jesus?
耶稣跟别的有什么区别？
How is Jesus different from other gods?
你为什么要尊崇耶稣？
Why do you worship him?
我巴不得我们每个弟兄姐妹常常思想这样的问题，既然有这么多像 supermarket 一样，有这么多的假神在那儿，有这么多的神灵在那儿，我为什么要跟从耶稣？
My desire is for you to meditate on this. Why do you worship Jesus?
很多人他不认识耶稣，他不可能爱耶稣。
So many people don't know Jesus, and there's no way for them to love Jesus.
你不爱耶稣，你不可能紧紧的跟随耶稣。
And if you don't love him, you cannot follow him.
我看到有一些人受洗了以后就消失了。
Some people got baptized and they kind of vanish.
有些人在教会中日信了两年之后就消失了。
They might be at church for 2 years and then they left.
我不知道有什么原因。
I don't know the reason why.
但其中有一个重要的原因。
But there is a very important.
他还没有真正的认识耶稣是谁。
That person doesn't really know who Jesus is.
因为他不认识耶稣，所以不爱耶稣。
Because he doesn't know Jesus, that's why he doesn't love him.
他不爱耶稣，他也不可能紧紧的跟随耶稣。
Because the person doesn't love Jesus, so he can't follow Jesus.
所以有些人就从恩典当中堕落了。
So they fall away from God's grace.
我今天要跟弟兄姐妹。在开始之前，我跟大家要讲一个人。
I want to talk to you about a certain individual this morning.
这个人叫辛达信。
His name is Sundar Sin.
他是一个印度人。
He is an Indian.
他小时候他恨耶稣。
As a kid, he hated Jesus.
他恨教会。
He hated church.
他恨基督徒。
He hated Christians.
他妈妈去世以后，他更加恨上帝。
And when his mother passed away, he hated God.
他有一天当着他众人的面，他把圣经的每一页都给撕掉。
One day when he was out in public, he started ripping off the Bible page by page.
然后把圣经给烧了。
And then he burned the Bible.
那表达他内心对上帝的仇恨。
And to show that how much he hate God.
他不喜欢这位上帝。
He doesn't like this God.
他不信这位上帝。
He doesn't believe in this God.
他憎恶这位上帝。
He had anger toward this God.
所以他烧掉圣经。
So he burned the Bible.
三天之后。
Three days later.
他在异象当中看到了耶稣。
Jesus gave him a vision where he saw Jesus.
他的生命突然改变。
And his life was changed.
他完全的归顺在耶稣的面前。
And he surrendered himself in front of Jesus.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
他成为一个传道人。
He became a missionary.
到处漂泊传讲基督。
And travel everywhere to preach the word of God.
他到西藏去传福音。
Went to Siberia.
到印度去各种部落里面传福音。
Went to Mongolia.
他有一天他去一个印度教的一个学校。
As one day he went to a school in India.
A school of Hinduism.
A school of Hinduism.
当时有一个印度教的教师问他。
A teacher from the school asked him.
你在基督教里头到底找到了什么是别的宗教所没有的。
He asked him,What did you find in Christianity that you couldn't find in other religions?
圣达森说，我有基督。
Sundar Sin said, I have Jesus.
那个印度教的老师非常不耐烦。
The teacher from Hinduism got irritated.
我知道，我问你，到底在基督教里头，你发现了什么，是你以前没有发现。
He wasn't satisfied with the answer, so he asked, exactly what did you find in Christianity that you didn't find before?
他说，我在基督教里发现的，是别的地方找不到的，那独一的事情，就是基督。
And Sundar Sin replied, the thing I found in Christianity that I couldn't find in all other religions is Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督是基督教的基石。核心是福音的核心。
Jesus Christ is the foundation, the cornerstone of Christianity, is the core of the gospel.
你不认识耶稣，你不认识基督，你不是一个基督耶稣的门徒。
If you don't know Jesus, then you're not a disciple of him.
所以耶稣基督究竟是谁？
So who exactly is Jesus?
所以这是今天我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的。
And this is what I would like to share with you this morning.
你不认识耶稣，你不会爱耶稣。
If you don't love him, you wouldn't follow him.
现在我们要一起来读这段经文。
We're going to read from Revelations.
请大家如果有圣经的你翻到圣经，没有圣经的你看这段圣经。
If you have the Bible, please turn to your Bible. Otherwise, you can read it on the screen.
我请弟兄姐妹一起跟我读，好吗
？If we can read together, both Chinese and English.
或者这样吧，我先读单书节，弟兄姐妹读双书节，好吗
？We will read the verse in odd number. You can read the verse.
中英文一起读，好吗
？We'll just read it together.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，另外都写着字，用七印封严了。大家读。在天上、地下、地底下，没有人展开、能观看那书卷的。长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪，有大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜。他能展开那书卷，揭开那七印。”
这羔羊前来从坐宝座的手里拿了书卷，让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
全能的主，我们感谢你。
Almighty God, we thank you.
谢谢你创造我们。
Thank you for creating us.
谢谢你给我们气息。
Thank you for giving us life.
谢谢你当我们在罪人中死在过犯当中的时候，你拯救我们。
Thank you for saving us when we're dying our sin.
不因为我们卑微，你轻看我们。
You didn't look down on us because of our humble estate.
不因为我们的罪恶，你嫌弃我们。
You didn't despise us regardless of our sinful nature.
不因为我们忧伤和痛苦，你忘记我们。
You didn't forget us in our sorrow.
你救我们，你缠过我们，你提升我们。
Father God, you saved us, you healed us, and you lift us up.
你还医治我们。
And you healed us.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你道成肉身来到这个世界。
Father, we thank you for you came into our midst.
成为替罪的羔羊。
And became the sacrificial lamb.
为我们死在十字架上。
To die on the cross.
在全宇宙当中没有一位能像你。
And there is no one like you in this whole universe.
你是至尊的，你是至圣的。
Father, you're holy and you're righteous.
你是独一无二的。
And you're the only one.
因为你是真神。
And there is no one like you because you are the true God.
也是真的人。
And you're also the true human.
你是狮子，又是羔羊。
Father, you're the lion and the lamb.
你是君王，又是奴仆。
You're the king, but you're the servant.
没有一个人像你。
There is no one like you.
主，你开启我们的心。
Father, may you open this our heart.
让我们敬拜你。
Help us to worship you.
让我们荣耀你。
Help us to glorify you.
让我们因着你，我们的人生变得不一样。
Help us to know you so that our lives will be different.
用我们口中的言语，心里的意念。在你面前得蒙你的悦纳。
May our words and our meditation and our heart be pleasing to you.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
I pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，这段经文是告诉你天上的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this scripture that we read this morning talks about what happens in the heaven.
当天打开的时候，约翰被提到天上，他看到了一个宝座。
When heaven opened up, John was lifted into heaven. He saw a throne.
坐宝座的是神的手中有一个书卷，里面写着字，用七印封严了。
He saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
这是上帝的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
没有人懂上帝的书卷，没有人配打开这个书卷。
No one is worthy of opening the scroll.
因为这书卷就是上帝的计划。
Because this is the plan of God.
上帝对人类的计划。
The plan that he had for us.
没有人打开。
No one can open it.
因为七印是表示说封得严严的，没有一个人能打开。
The seven seals signify how carefully guarded it is and no one's worthy of it.
圣经中的七是代表完全。
Seven represent perfection.
意思就是说这是上帝的计划，无人，没有一个人能打开。
This represent God's plan that no one else can open.
这时候你看到一位大力的天使，大有能力的天使。
And then John saw this image of a mighty angel.
他大声地呼喊说
This angel proclaims in a loud voice.
为什么是大能的天使又大声地呼喊呢
Why is it a mighty angel with a loud voice?
他要让所有的被造物整个宇宙
都能听得见。
And this is to announce the whole universe.
他说谁能配开打开那书卷呢
？And he announced the whole universe who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll.
谁能知道明天呢
？Who can know tomorrow?
谁能知道宇宙的未来呢
？Who can know the future of the
universe? 谁能知道人类的历史的未来呢
？Who can know the future of our history?
人能谁能知道历史的意义和目的呢
？Who knows the meaning of our history, our existence?
没有一个人能打开那个书卷。
And no one is worthy.
人没有能力。
We do not have the power.
人也不配
and we're not even worthy.
你讲没有能力我不懂你要不配是什么意思呢
We understand how we don't have power, but what does it mean then when we say we're not worthy?
告诉大家如果明天你知道华尔街一个股票明天要上升500点1000点你今天会做什么
If you know a stock that's going to jump up by 1000 points tomorrow, what are you going to do?
你会做什么你会做什么
What are you going to do?
You buy it. 刚才说有人去 buy it, 是不是
buy it.
把你里面的欲望全都搅动起来。
Stir up all the desires in you.
我知道明天的美国会怎么样。我会想尽一切办法我去控制。
If I know what's going to happen to the US tomorrow, I'm going to do everything I can to control it.
人要知道未来人会控制别人。
If we know the future, we end up controlling the
future. 因为人是个罪人。
Because we're sinners.
人要控制。
We desire to control.
人要征服。
We desire to conquer.
我要知道你的问题在所在，知道你明天会发生什么，
know,
所以我来控制你。
If I know your problem and your future, I can control you.
所以罪人不配读这样的书卷。
Therefore, sinners are not worthy to open the scroll.
这个时候有个长老对我说：“不要哭，看呐、啊，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根已经得胜了，他配。”
Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the lion in the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is worthy."
我请弟兄姐妹注意，圣经上说：“你看呐、啊，看呐、啊。”犹大支派的狮子，叫你看一个狮子。
So the Bible calls you to look at this lion from the tribe of Judah.
当我回头一看的时候，你看到什么
？But when you turn around and look, what do you see?
弟兄姐妹看到什么？你看到了羔羊。
What you saw was a lamb.
羔羊是站在宝座和四活物的中央。
He saw a lamb standing encircled by the four living creatures.
这个羔羊是被杀过的。
And this lamb was slain.
这个羔羊有个特点，它不但是被杀过的，它有七只脚，七个眼。
And he has seven horns and seven eyes.
这都是象征性的语言。
These are all symbolic.
脚是代表全能。
The horn means power.
意思就是说，这位羔羊有完全的能力。
He had perfect power.
七眼，眼代表智慧。
The eyes represent wisdom.
是告诉你这个羔羊有绝对的智慧。
And he had all the wisdom.
所以你看看。哥林多前书第一章说耶稣基督就是上帝的全能和智慧。
So if you look at 1 Corinthians, it says that Jesus is God's mighty power and wisdom.
这个羔羊来到宝座宰的面前
and this,
打开了书卷。
This lamb came before the throne and opened the scroll.
弟兄姐妹当你读启示录的时候书卷打开的时候有七号七印七号和七碗。
And when you read Revelation, you realize that when the scroll is opened, there are seven seals, seven bowls and...
Yes. 七号
and seven trumpets.
人类的历史，你看到人类历史的未来。
And you see the future of a humankind.
我今天跟弟兄姐妹所传讲的信息，不是这个整段经文的内容。
The message I want to preach is not just from the scripture.
我今天要讲耶稣基督是狮子，又是羔羊。
I want to talk about how Jesus is the lion and the lamb.
我问弟兄姐妹，狮子跟羔羊能放在一起吗？
I ask you, can you put lion and the lamb in the same cage?
你到任何一个那个地方，有狮子的地方有没有羔羊
？Do you see lamb near lions?
有没有？有，有人说有。
Somebody said yes.
那什么地方？那有羔羊的地方，狮子会怎么样？会吃了。
If there are lambs, you see the lion going after it.
我们中间有些摸到的朋友，刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，圣经上说。耶稣基督是狮子羔羊，这是个比喻。
And so when the Bible talks about how Jesus is both the lion and the lamb, it's a symbolic.
我今天请弟兄姐妹思想一个问题。
I want you to think about this question.
既是狮子又是羔羊，会是什么样一种情景
？What does it look like to be both lion and a lamb?
狮子代表什么
？What does lion represent?
权力
，authority，
权柄，还有呢？
力量
power,
还有呢还有什么呢
What else?
还有什么威严还有什么啊危险
Danger
还有呢
Power Authority Anything else?
还有什么征服
Conquer
撕裂对不对你不可能去说、
Destroy?
你靠近狮子会怎么样你能靠近它吗
Can you approach a lion?
狮子是可以跟你友好吗
Can lion be friendly to you?
没有一个人说狮子是我的好朋友
No one is really going to call a lion his best friend
我就靠近狮子
If you approach a lion
所以你看到这个狮子是能力
So you see a lion as power, authority,
尊贵
Honor, glory
崇高撕裂
And he has the ability to destroy and conquer
那羔羊呢
How about a lamb?
羔羊是有什么特点
What characters can you think of as
顺服
Obedience
忍耐柔弱谦卑
Kindness, gentleness
一点不危险
There's really no danger, no harm
你可以拍拍他
You can pet him
是不是那羔羊还有个什么特点牺牲
And lamb is also sacrificial.
你到这个 supermarket 可以买到什么肉啊
What can you buy in supermarket?
看到羊肉
You can buy lamb.
你买到狮子肉吗
You probably can't buy a lion.
你身上穿的衣服有羊毛衫
Your clothes might have been made of wool.
你有没有穿这个
Anyone wear a lion skin?
狮毛衫有没有
Or clothes made of lion hair?
所以狮子跟羔羊是完全不同的两种动物
And you see two different extremes.
但是圣经告诉你，耶稣基督是狮子，也是羔羊。
We see that Jesus is both a lion and a lamb.
弟兄姐妹，我巴不得今天所有的摸到的朋友，弟兄姐妹记着，在世界上找不到一个人，找不到一位像耶稣基督这样，既是狮子又是羔羊。
And I want you to know this morning that you will not be able to find anyone like Jesus who is a lamb and a lion.
耶稣在世界上的时候，五千人听他讲道。
When Jesus was walking on this earth, there's 5,000 people listening to his preaching.
他用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
And he fed these 5,000 people with 5 breads and 2 fish.
这是什么?
What does this mean?
能力。
This is power.
当耶稣在海中行走的时候，在海船上的时候，整个海浪如大山一般扑下来。
When Jesus was in a boat and there was a storm that came and the storm was going to swallow them up.
耶稣只讲了一句话。
And Jesus said,
住了吧。
Stop.
静了吧。Be still.
Be still.
圣经上说风平了浪静了。
And the Bible says that the wind stops and the waves was quiet.
你可能从来不知道，你不读原文，可能不知道这个圣经里讲什么意思。
And if you never study the Bible, you may not fully understand what the Bible is trying to say.
我们中间没有去过海边的人，请举手。
How many of you have not been to the beach?
没有去过的啊，请举手。
In your life,
大家都有去过的。
All of us have been.
你在海边的时候，你看到永远有浪，对不对
？If you go to the beach, you always see there is wave.
即使没有风。也有浪，是不是
？Even when there's no wave, there's still. Even there's no wind, there's still waves.
如果你一阵风暴过后，比方风暴现在停止了，那浪呢？马上停止吗
？But after a storm, the wind might stop, but the wave continues.
如果风暴停止以后，风浪还要卷，还要打，风浪还得有，这个浪至少要相当长一段时间，那个浪才慢慢的。
Even after the wind stops, it takes a certain time for the waves to quiet down.
当耶稣对风浪说：“平息吧，止住吧。”圣经上说，整个风停止了，海面就像玻璃一样平静。
And when Jesus said, "Be still," the wind stopped and the wave quiet off instantaneously. It's like you're looking through like a mirror.
你看耶稣基督他能用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人他一句话让风浪能平息
Jesus has the power to feed 5,000 with 5 bread and 2 fish and with just single word that he can quiet down a storm
因为他是神
because he's God
他有全能
he has power
他有权柄
he has authority
有的时候我们常常不知道啊，我们说哎呀，这个耶稣在世上的时候一个瞎子生来的瞎子你都可以医治他生来的瘸子你都可以医治他
And you see Jesus healing those who were born blind or born crippled.
你说这可能吗?
And you said, is that even possible?
你不要忘记了,他是照眼睛的神,他是照腿的神。
Only if we realize that He is the one that created our eyes, our limbs, and then the one that gives our lives, so He can raise Lazarus from the tomb.
耶稣说出来,拉萨路。
And when Lazarus was buried in the tomb for 3 days, he probably starts decomposing. Jesus said, "Come out."
拉萨路就出来了。
And he walked out.
复活了。
And he lived again.
圣经告诉你,耶稣基督是充满全能的这位主。And
the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is full of power, full of
authority. 他有全能让你生。He
has His power to let you live.
他有全能让你死。He
has power to judge you.
万有在他的面前,圣经上说,就像水桶里的一滴。And
this whole universe in front of him is like a drop in a bucket of water.
大家知道,圣经上说, 众人,所有的人,全世界60亿人,在上帝的眼中,就像水桶里的一瓢水吗? 不是的,像水桶里的一滴水。
And so if you look at this whole world, this 6 billion and approaching 7 billion people, we're not even a spoonful of water, we're just a drop of water.
你知道,当我们不认识神的时候,我们人一定会膨胀,一定会狂妄,但你真认识这位造物主的时候,你就明白了,万民,
And when we don't know God, we boast easily about ourselves, but when we come to Him, we realize we're nothing but a drop of water.
好,我刚刚这样讲了,耶稣像狮子一样,他有权柄,他有全能,他有能力,他有威严。
So we said that He has power, He has wealth, He has wisdom, He has strength, honor, glory.
他崇高,他超越,他在万有之上。
He's above all things.
但是不要忘记了,耶稣又是羔羊。
But do not forget, He's also a lamb.
他来到世界的时候,
when He came to this earth,
人骂他,
He was being scolded.
人说他癫狂了, 你神经病,
people call Him crazy.
弟兄姐妹, 如果你手上有生死大权呢, 你抓住人的生死在你的手中, 人家骂你神经病, 骂你是鬼妇的, 你会怎么做?
If you have the power to kill, to judge, if someone calls you crazy, what are you going to do?
怎么做?
What would you do?
他打你,你要打他,
if he hit you, you're going to hit him back.
他骂你,你要骂他,
if he scold you, you're going to...
但圣经上说,耶稣就像一个微弱的羔羊被牵到宰杀之地。But
Jesus was like a lamb being led to the altar.
当人把他钉在十字架上的时候, 他可以拆派10,000人,天云,天军,但是他说没有。
When he was being nailed on the cross, he could have called out his legions of angels and armies, but he didn't.
弟兄姐妹知道,一个天使可以除灭索多玛、俄摩拉两座城。
And when just one angel can destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
12人的天使有600,像6000个天使。
If we're talking about 12 legions of angels, it's more than 6,000.
因为耶稣高于天使。
Because God is, Jesus is greater than the angels.
他可以超越天使, 他可以拆派天使,
he can call unto them.
可是他没有,
but he didn't.
他可以从十字架上下来,
he could have came down from the cross.
但他没有,
but he decided not to.
相反的十字架上非常的卑微,
he humbled himself.
父啊赦免他们,因为他们所做的他不知道。
He said, Father forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
这些圣经的教导,我想我们在座弟兄姐妹都明白。
I'm sure you all understand the teaching from the Bible.
但是不要忘记了,耶稣是狮子,也是羔羊。But
don't forget that He is both a lion and a lamb.
我问弟兄姐妹,当你有权能的时候,有威严的时候,有地位的时候,有财富的时候,你会怎么样?
Let me ask you, if you have power, if you have wealth, you have wisdom, you have glory, you have honor, what do you do?
旧约里面有一个人叫哈拉。
There's a person in the Old Testament, his name is Hala.
他的儿子叫撒母耳,
his son is Samuel.
上帝垂听哈拉祷告之后, 哈拉, 上帝赐给他一个儿子之后, 哈拉在上帝面前有一个很好的祷告。
When God granted her a son, she had a prayer in front of God.
哈拉讲过这么一句话, 撒母耳记上第二章讲过这么一句话, 他说, 神啊, 你这是从尘土当中抬举贫穷人, 从粪堆当中提拔贫寒人。
In Samuel chapter 2, he said, the Lord sends poverty and wealth, he humbles and he exalts. He raised the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap.
这儿讲了两个，请弟兄姐妹记得。他说我们就像一个尘土一样，我们是 dust, 我们的尘土一样。
We're just like dust.
有的时候神把这个尘土呢，哎，举得高一点。
And sometimes he lifts us up a little higher.
再高一点。
And a little higher.
请弟兄姐妹记得，我们的本体不过是尘土。
But it doesn't change where we come from.
我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹都知道，我们的本体不过是尘土。
We all came from dust.
再过五十年，我今年五十多，再过五十多年，弟兄姐妹，那时候你们看看王牧师，王牧师在哪儿 ？Dust.
I'm in my 50s, and in 50 years, you'll find me somewhere, you know, just in the ground as dust.
今天上帝把这地尘土说高一点，提高一点。
And today God lifts us up just a little higher.
让这个尘土，这地尘土站在这儿讲道。
And so that's why I'm standing here this morning.
那这地尘土就是说，你看看，我这地土比你那些土高多了。
And I might say, look, my little heap is a little higher than yours.
这就是人的本性，弟兄姐妹。
But that's our nature.
当我们稍微高一点的时候，我们就会狂妄。
When we're a little higher, we start boasting ourselves.
你多一点知识的时候，你就会狂妄。
When you think you have a little more knowledge, you become boastful.
你多一点财富的时候，你就会狂妄。
Or when you have a little more money.
你多一点权柄的时候，你就狂妄。
A little more power.
可是耶稣，万有之上的主。居然成为羔羊。
Instead of boasting his power, he humbled himself and became a lamb of God.
他软弱，柔弱。
He was
谦卑
weak, gentle,
顺服
obedient,
牺牲自己。
He sacrificed himself.
哈拉讲的第二句话说，我们像个粪堆，你把粪堆中的人呢，提拔了高一点点。
And then Hannah also said that we are just like an ash heap.
粪堆是不干净的。
It's really not clean.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，如果正在上帝的光照当中，你知道我们的心很多时候像个粪堆，是不是这样
？If you look at ash heap, you know, if God allows us to see our true nature, we realize we're not clean.
上帝说：“哎，你这堆粪堆，我把你提高一点。
”But God raises a little bit,
让你成为比的粪堆高一点。
That we might be a little higher than other people.
我们的粪堆就开始怎么样？我就看不起你这堆粪了，因为我比你高啊。
And we might start looking at other, look down at other ash heap.
弟兄姐妹，这是世界的运行的一个规则。
You think we're better.
你看，这堆尘土高一点的时候，他就骄傲；这堆粪堆高一点的时候，他就狂妄。
And you see this dust pile being a little higher, this ash heap being a little higher, they start boasting.
但是耶稣基督是狮子，掌管万有的主，却谦卑成为人。
But Jesus, the God who holds the universe, he humbled himself, and he became us.One of us.
圣经上说，耶稣是绝对的圣洁，毫无罪恶。
And the Bible tells us how he is pure and holy, and there is no sin in him.
但他从来不下来，就是要定你死罪。
And when he came down, he didn't come to judge you or condemn you.
当一个信心被拿的夫人，他说：“我不定你的罪，你走吧，从此以后不要再犯罪。”
When he saw the woman who was about to be stoned by other people, he said, "Do not sin anymore."
这位绝对圣洁的主，全能的主，狮子一般的主，成为羔羊。
This pure, holy, righteous, with powerful God, he decided to come down and became a lamb of God.
这位羔羊，你可以靠近他。
This lamb that you can approach.
如果是狮子，你就不会靠近他。
If it's a lion, then you will not approach it.
因为上帝是烈火。
Because he's like fire.
你敢靠近烈火吗？
Would you approach fire?
摩西在西奈山上的时候，有雷电。有地震，有因缘，摩西都不敢靠近那个山。
And when God was on Mount Sinai, there's lightning, there's thunder, and there's volcano, there's earthquake.
上帝是烈火，绝对的圣洁，绝对的全能，你不能靠近他。
And God is all pure, almighty, all powerful, that you cannot approach him.
所以耶稣是狮子，你不能靠近他。
And so because Jesus is a lion, you may not approach him.
但是耶稣又是羔羊。
But Jesus is also a lamb.
他跟我们一样
just,
来到我们中间。
He's just like one of us. He came to us.
你可以靠近他。
You can approach him.
他知道你。
He knows you.
他是羊，他知道羊的状况。
He's a lamb. He knows how lamb feel.
有一天，有一个妈妈
There's one day there's a mother.
这个妈妈她丈夫早就不存在，早就过去了。
The husband has passed away a long time ago.
她有个儿子。
His mother has a son.
她把儿子抚养成人。
And she nurtured him and brought him up.
儿子就是她的安慰，就是她的希望。
And her son is her comfort and her hope.
可是有一天儿子也突然离开她而去。
But one day the son also decides to leave.
我问在座的弟兄姐妹，你知道一个单身母亲的辛劳吗？
I don't know if you understand the pain and the sorrow of a single parent.
有些单身的母亲抚养孩子有多承担多少的泪水，有多少的孤独。
And many single parents experience loneliness and a lot of tears and a lot of pain.
什么事他都要承担起来。
And he or she has to bear everything.
孩子就是他的盼望。
And the child is their only hope.
可是这个孩子已经离开世界了。
But the son also passed away.
谁能知道这个母亲的痛苦？
Who can understand the pain that she's going through?
谁能知道有人帮助这个母亲？
Who can help this mother?
耶稣来了。
And Jesus came.
耶稣说你们停下来。他们出殡的时候说你们停下来。
And as they were going to the funeral, Jesus stopped them and
耶稣对那孩子说起来吧。
And said to the body, rise.
说弟兄姐妹，耶稣是狮子，又是羔羊，人可以靠近他，他知道羊的痛苦。
And Jesus is both a lion and a lamb, and so we can approach him, and he knows our sorrow and our pain.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，我作为牧师，有的时候看到单身的母亲，我了解多了。我心中多多少少的理解一点点。
And as a pastor, I have this opportunity to minister to some single parents, and the more I understand, the more I feel for them.
可是我爱莫能助。
But even if I understand, I can't really help them.
因为我是羔羊。
Because I'm only a lamb.
我没有力量去帮助别人。
I don't have the power to help others.
但是耶稣能。
But Jesus can.
我们同样有些人生了疾病之后，
Some of us might be experiencing illness.
跟谁说？
And who do we go to?
我告诉你一次，你同情我。
I might tell you once and then you have sympathy for me.
我天天告诉你，你烦我了。
And if I tell you every day, you might get irritated.
我告诉你，我恐惧。
If I tell you I'm afraid.
那对方怎么说啊？
What are you going to say?
别怕，别怕，别怕。
Don't worry. Don't be fearful.
能解决问题吗？
Does that solve my problem?
但是耶稣是羔羊。
But Jesus is the lamb.
他知道羊的恐惧。
He understands the fear that we go through.
知道羊的挣扎。
He understands the struggle.
So, 耶稣是狮子，耶稣也是羔羊。
So, he's a lion and he's a lamb.
他是掌管万有的主。
He's the God that holds the universe.
可是他成为羔羊。
But he became a lamb.
承担我们的罪。
To carry our burden.
我们把我们所有的罪都放在他的身上。
And we cast our sin to him.
在世界上的时候，他为门徒洗脚。
When he was walking on this earth, he washed his disciples' feet.
当我们看到一个首长出门的时候，有人给他打伞的时候，那这是东方式的哈，希望不大有。但是你知道，长官就是长官，那仆人就是仆人。
In Asia, you might see an officer going out, and then he would have servant holding an umbrella for him.
可是掌管万有的主，拥有一切的主。
But if you look at Jesus, who has everything, who holds the universe, who created the universe,
他居然替门徒洗脚。
He washed the disciples' feet.
今天你的脚。不是太臭，为什么呢？你走路不多。
Your feet probably don't stink very much because you don't walk a lot.
但是在古代中东，那个脚是又臭又脏，因为他们穿就是像拖鞋一样的鞋。
Back in the day, your feet are pretty stinky because they all wear sandals and they walk all over the place.
再加这个一淌汗，你看那个脚又脏又臭。
You can just imagine how sweating and smelling and muddy the feet are.
但是耶稣替门徒洗脚。
But Jesus washed their feet.
那个洗脚是告诉你，耶稣是仆人。
And it just tells you that he is a servant.
耶稣是奴隶。
He is a slave.
弟兄姐妹，你看到耶稣是狮子，耶稣又是羔羊。
You see that Jesus is a lion and a lamb.
今天你看到这个世界到处都是狮子。
But you look at around this world, all you see are lions.
大家知道，你不成为狮子就被人吃了。
Because if you don't become a lion, you'll get eaten.
所以我要吃别人。
So I have to eat others.
很少人愿意成为羔羊。
And no one really wants to become a lamb.
但是耶稣说，我是狮子，又是羔羊。
But Jesus says, I'm both a lion and a lamb.
好，我们认识了耶稣基督这个狮子羔羊这个特性之后。
Now that we have a little understanding of his characters as a lion and a lamb.
那跟我有什么关系？
What does that have anything to do with us?
圣经上说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And the Bible tells us, Paul writes in Corinthians, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
耶稣基督让我们效法他。
Jesus wants us to follow him.
今天你知道我们效法人是意味着什么？
Why do you follow someone?
今天你看到很多的歌迷、星迷。
There are a lot of celebrities and people follow them.
他要了解这个歌星、这个影星身高有多少，喜欢什么样的产品，穿什么样的服装，什么样的法式，穿什么样的鞋，用什么样的化妆品。
They chase after these celebrities, know how much they weigh, how tall they are, what they wear, what brand they like, what kind of perfume they use. They chase after all that.
但圣经上讲效法基督不是这个意思。
But when Bible tells us to follow Jesus, this is not what God is telling us.
外在好模仿。
It's easy to mimic the external.
但是内在你没有办法模仿。
But you can't mimic what's inside.
在圣经当中，请弟兄姐妹记得，圣经里头从来没告诉你耶稣身高有多少，他的肤色是什么样的颜色，他头发是什么样的颜色。
Bible never tells us how tall Jesus is or what his skin color he has or what hair color he has.
从来没有告诉你耶稣喜欢用什么样的手机，从来没有过的。
It doesn't tell you what cell phone he used.
他从来没有告诉过你耶稣喜欢穿什么样的食品，穿什么样的衣服。这是对圣经来说不重要。
Or what his favorite food is or his favorite brand of clothing.
但是圣经教导我们。
But the Bible teaches us.
我们一起来读这些经文好吗？
We can read this together.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。耶稣是狮子，耶稣是羔羊，要狮子和羔羊成形在你的里面。
Jesus is a lion and a lamb, and let this lion and lamb form in you.
这是上帝的心意。
And this is the will of God.
我们不但传讲基督。不但信靠基督，
Not only we preach Jesus and believe in him,
让基督要成形在我们的里头。
We want him to form inside of us.
你里面有个基督。
If we have Jesus in us.
你里面有个狮子，一个羔羊。
You have a lion and a lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你记住这句话。你的里头有狮子，也有羔羊。
Remember that you have a lion and a lamb inside of you.
Alex, you know? 你里面有狮子，也有羔羊。
Alex, you have a lion and a lamb inside of you.
我们在座所有的人，你里面有狮子，有羔羊。
All of you guys, you have a lion and lamb inside of you.
让我问你。
Let me ask you.
你对什么人像狮子？
Who do you become a lion to?
你对什么人像羔羊？
Or when do you become a lamb?
大家有没有想过这样的问题？
Have you ever thought
about it? 你对什么人像狮子？
When do you become a lion? Who do
you become a lion? 对待什么样的事情你像狮子？
In what circumstances are you a lion?
你爸爸妈妈吵架的时候
When your parents are
fine, 爸爸是狮子妈妈呢
Your dad might be a lion
妈妈像什么
Your mom might be
妈妈像羔羊
Might be a lamb
一个公司一个母狮
Not male and female lions Going after each other
弟兄姐妹耶稣基督成形在我们的里头
When Jesus forms in us
你的里头有狮子也有羔羊
You have both lion and lamb inside of you
但是你是羔羊是像狮子一样的羔羊。
This lamb has a characteristic of lion.
你这个狮子，你这羔羊是像狮子一样的羔羊，那你同时也像羔羊一样的狮子。
And the lion is like a lamb, the lamb is like a lion.
我们在没有生命、没有成长的时候，在我们里的狮子是狮子，羔羊是羔羊。
And we haven't matured, our lives are kind of separated. The lion's a lion, the lamb is a lamb. There's really no mix and cross.
你骂我
When you offend me,
我就骂你
I'm going to make sure you get it back.
狮子吼你们知道吗
do you guys know the roar of lion?
你对我吼我怎么样
If you're screaming at me, I'm going to
我也对你吼
do a lion roar at you.
所以我们在没有生命成长的时候我们里面的狮子是狮子羔羊是羔羊两个是分开的
And when we haven't grown in our spiritual life, we have lioness and lambs, but they don't really cross.
我希望我是狮子我征服
I want to be a lion, I want to conquer.
我希望你是羔羊
And I want you to be a lamb.
完全听我的
And so you can listen to me.
我要吃你
I'm going to eat you.
你要顺服我
You're going to obey me.
你要谦卑
You're going to humble.
但是当你生命慢慢成长的时候，你越来越像基督了。你的身上既有狮子又有羔羊，你是像狮子一样的羔羊，像羔羊一样的狮子。
As you become more and more like Christ, you have both lion and lamb in you. Lion is a lamb, lamb is a lion.
你说它什么意思啊？
What does that really mean?
我举一个例子给你。
Let me give you an example.
在家庭的生活当中。
In your family life.
你可以像羔羊一样的狮子。
You can be a lamb that's like a lion. This is so confusing right now.
我们中间的做先生的做父亲的你是家里的头你有权柄你有威严你有尊贵你有身份
as a husband, as a father, you have all the power, authority, and glory and honor in the family.
你也有能力对不对有力量是不是
So you have this power, right, as husband, as father.
一般的弟兄你的膀臂总是比姐妹要粗嘛
And you have, usually have wider shoulders than the sisters.
圣经上没有说你不是狮子
So,Brothers, the Bible is not telling you that you're not a lion. You are.
但是耶稣是成为被杀的羔羊来展示他狮子的权柄。
But Jesus became a lamb that was slain to show the power of lion.
所以弟兄呢，你要怎么成为狮子呢？通过成为羔羊来成为狮子。
So how do you become a lion? You have to first become a lamb.
羔羊是什么？
What is a lamb?
洗脚。
Washes other people's feet.
谦卑。
Humble.
顺服。
Obedience.
舍己。
Sacrifice.
我在家庭的生活当中，我有这样的体验。
And in family life, this is what I've experienced.
当公狮发吼的时候，母狮也会发吼。
When the male lion is roaring, the female lion will roar back.
当公狮希望来控制、来征服的时候，母狮绝对不会让步的。
And the male lion wants to control, the female lion will not back down.
但是你成为羔羊的时候，你顺服、你谦卑、你舍己。你的狮子的形象就出现了。
But when you become a lamb, you sacrifice and you offer up yourself and you serve, then you become a true lion.
我问弟兄姐妹，当公狮发吼的时候，母狮会说：“哦，敬拜你哦，你太有威严了。”
Do you really think the female lion will worship the male lion when the male lion is screaming and roaring at her?
但是如果你谦卑，你顺服，你舍己。
But when you humble and you obey and then become obedient to God and you offer up yourself,
对方会觉得怎么样?
What would the other person think?
你狮子的威严就体现出来了。
Actually, really respect you as the male lion.
同样也如此。在你的公司的里头。
Even at workplace.
你常常发出狮子吼。
If you're always screaming at other people.
人家怕你。
Or yelling at other people and people
are scared of you. 人家不靠近你。
People might not want to come to you.
人家内心里头也看不起你。
But they don't have very high regards of you.
我们中间有很多年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, we have many young brothers and sisters here.
我希望你们将来都成为狮子。
I would like you to all become lions in the future.
成为影响别人的人。
In a way that you can influence other people.
如果这个社会都是没有信仰的人，这个社会很快就要崩溃。
If people don't have this faith, then this world will fall apart.
基督徒年轻的弟兄姐妹，你至少要明白，上帝帮助我成为一个狮子一样的人。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that God.Will help you to become a lion.
有威严，有尊贵。
To have glory and power.
但是
，but
我不是靠吞噬别人、欺压别人、征服别人、敲诈别人成为狮子。
But you don't become a lion by conquering others, eating others, oppressing others.
你是靠成为一个羔羊，你谦卑，你顺服，你舍己。展示你狮子的威风，狮子的威严。
You become a lion by first becoming a lamb by humbling and obeying.
我常常想，如果美国没有教会，美国不知道能存活几天。
I often think if there are no churches in the U.S., how long the nation will survive?
每个人都试图成为狮子，家里面就是个狮子坑。
Everybody is trying to become lions, and your family become a lion pit.
如果每个人成为狮子，这个世界就一片混乱。
If everybody becomes lions, then there's only chaos in this world.
但是耶稣基督告诉我们，他是狮子，又是羔羊。
But Jesus tells us that he's both a lion and a lamb.
我希望我们在座年轻的弟兄姐妹，至少养育你自己的心，在上帝的面前成为羔羊，有羔羊品性的人，成为有一个奴仆精神的人。
And speaking to those who are sitting here, young brothers and sisters, that you'll become.Like a lamb that with a servant heart and humble and obey.
通过你的谦卑、你的舍己、你的服侍，展现你内在的力量。
Through your humbleness and your sacrifice and your service, that that people can see the power of lion.
有的时候你看看一个人像羔羊一样，我很柔弱，不等于说我里面也是柔弱。我谦卑，不等于我里面是一塌糊涂。
You might see someone acting really weak or humbling himself, but that doesn't mean he has a very weak heart.
基督是君王，但他又是奴仆。
Jesus, he himself is a king, but he became a servant.
我巴不得我们中间所有年轻人将来成为君王，但是你是个奴仆君王。
I want all of us to become kings, but only to become a servant king.
如果你成为一个公司的总裁，你是个奴仆总裁。
If you become a CEO, you're a servant CEO.
你成为一个学校的校长，你是一个奴仆校长。
If you become a principal at a school, you become a servant principal.
让基督的生命在你的里头那活出来。
And let the life of Jesus flow out of you.
我今天最后一个信息。
The last message I have for you this morning.
大家知道今天我们是设立长老的日子。
This morning we're appointing elders.
长老是服侍基督的人。
And elders are those who serve Jesus.
我们都是服侍基督的人。
We all serve Jesus.
我们在这是因为耶稣基督。
We're here because of Jesus Christ.
他是狮子。
He's a lion. He's a lamb.
长老是上帝所设立的。
And elders are appointed by God.
长老同样需要成为狮子，也成为羔羊。
And elders have to become lion and lamb.
狮子和羔羊有机的统合在他们的生命当中。
And the lion and the lamb forms in them.
这一段经文是《使徒行传》第二十章，保罗召聚以弗所的长老，跟他们讲的话。
This is from Acts chapter 20, where Paul, speak to the elders in Ephesians.
他告诉我们，他说：“圣灵领你们做全群的监督，你们当为自己谨慎，也为群群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。”
Starts in verse 28, keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, be shepherds of the church of God which he brought with his own blood.
他说我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间不爱惜羊群。
I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock.
就是你们中间也有人起来说悖谬的话引诱门徒跟从他。
Even from your own number men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪劝谏你们。第三十二节，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace.Which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
圣经告诉我们，长老有三种功能。
The Bible tells us that elders have three functions.
我们感谢神，在过去十多年，神带领这个教会。
We thank God for leading our church in the past 10 plus years.
弟兄姐妹都有极大的热心来信望福音。
We all had this passion for the Word of God and the Gospel of God.
但今天怎么治理神的家
？But how do we manage His family?
圣经教导我们，教会要有长老。
The Bible teaches that we need to have elders.
长老不是又长又老。
Elders are not just old and mature.
在圣经里面有长老，他有很多的资格。
But there's a lot of qualifications.
当然，长老绝对不是完人，包括我在内，不是完人。
The elders are not perfect either.
但是长老有三种功能。
But elders have three functions.
第一个，牧养神的教会。
The first function is to shepherd the church.
你怎么牧养弟兄姐妹
How do you shepherd?
如果这个王牧师我像狮子一样
If I'm like a lion
我能牧养教会吗
How can I shepherd the church?
羊喜欢不喜欢狮子
Do lambs really like lions?
喜欢不喜欢不喜欢的你狮子去了羊子就躲了 是不是
If I'm a lion I come before you and you'll flee away
因为狮子要吃羊的
Because lions are there to devour lambs
耶稣基督是羔羊
Jesus is a lamb.
耶稣基督又是牧人
But he's also a shepherd.
他不成为羔羊他就不能牧养羔羊
If he doesn't become a lamb, he cannot tend the flock.
所以弟兄姐妹长老的他自己首先是耶稣基督的羔羊
And so those who become elders, they are first lamb of God.
谦卑顺服
They need to be humble,
忍耐
obedient, loving, sacrificial.
关心弟兄姐妹的事情。
Caring others.
耶稣知道每个羊的名字。
Jesus knows the name of each lamb.
弟兄姐妹，你饶恕我。我们教会不断的增长，我现在大概记住你们中间95%的人的名字。
I ask you to forgive me because as our church continues to grow, I can only remember maybe 95% of all your names.
很亏欠。 但我争取认识每个人的名字。
I ask for your forgiveness, and I try to know all of you by name.
耶稣基督知道羊的名字。
Jesus knows knows his lamb.
意思说他知道你的眼泪，知
道你的痛苦。He knows your tears. He knows your pain.
知道你的挣扎。
He knows your struggle.
他住在你的身边。
He sits next to you. He's helping you.
这叫牧人。所以长老，他首先是牧养神的教会，知道羊的软弱，知道羊的挣扎。
Elders has the responsibility to take care of the flock, to know the pain, to know the struggles.
第二，
the second function,
告诉说，要保护羊群
is to protect the flock.
有的弟兄姐妹说，我这么大人了，要你保护吗？
Yeah, some of you might say, I'm already a grown adult. Why do I need your protection?
我有的在外的时候，有的弟兄保护我的。
Sometimes when I go out, I do need your protection.
我怎么能保护群羊？
How can I protect you?
长老们怎么保护群羊？
How would the elders protect the flock?
圣经上说，有豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
And the Bible tells us how there are going to be wolves that come in and devour the flock.
谬妄的话，引诱门徒跟从他。
They'll come in and distort the truth and draw away disciples.
这是告诉弟兄姐妹，在这个世界有很多的异端，很多撒旦的属教，撒旦的攻击。
It tells us how we're under Satan's attack and there's a lot of false teaching.
就像一个牧人的时候，他看到羊，外面有狼，要吞吃这个羊。
And when the shepherd saw the wolf outside and is coming to eat the flock.
做长老的要保护主的羊。
The elders are responsible for protecting
the flock. 对待异端，对待撒旦，对待邪恶。做长老的要像狮子一样刚强。
And the elders are becoming like a lion to protect the flock from false teaching, from the attack of Satan.
如果你看到危险来了，有羊来了，有错误的教导在教会中在宣讲的时候，如果你长老还沉默，你是亏欠神的人。
If you see false teaching, you see attack on the church, and you remain silent as an elder, then you have fall short of God, your responsibility.
第三，保罗说，我把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们和叫成圣的人一同得基业。
The third function is what Paul says here, now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you inheritance.
长老是宣讲、传讲、教导上帝的道。
Elders are those who preach and proclaim the word of God.
长老爱你们，关心弟兄姐妹，关心羊群，但是他宣讲、捍卫、传承宣讲神的道。
The elders love you and cares for you, but he protects and he preaches and proclaims and teaches the word of God.
教会跟世俗所有的团体都不一样。
And the church is different from any organization in this world.
因为基督在这儿。
Because Jesus is here.
神在这儿。
God is here.
神的道要被宣讲。
God's word will be preached.
只有神的道能建立人。
Only God's word can build you up.
此外，没有任何东西可以建立你。
Nothing else will build you up.
整个教会如果没有神的道，教会就没有根基。
If we don't have the word of God, then we don't have a foundation.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们巴不得我们的长老和我们所有的弟兄姐妹一样，效法耶稣基督，基督成形在我们的里头，是狮子，也是羔羊。
So we pray that our elders in this church will follow the example of Christ, that he is a lion and a lamb.
我巴不得我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，狮子和羔羊在你的里头不再是分开的。
And I pray that the lion and lamb inside of you is no longer separated, but it's mixed together.
让耶稣基督的美丽透过你的生命能彰显出来。
Let the beauty of Jesus Christ flow out of your life.
最后给你介绍一个人。
At the end, I want to introduce you to one person.
很多人可能不熟悉这个人。
Many of you might not know this person.
这个人是影响很大的一个上帝的传道人。
He's a missionary that had a great impact.
他是救世军，大家知道救世军吗？
He's a Salvation Army.
每年到这个圣诞节的时候，很多商场的门口有人咬铃。
Every Christmas, you'll see these Salvation Army in front
of the wall. 他们的服装上有两个 S, 像军队一样有两个 S.
And you'll see their collar had two S's on their collar.
一个 S 是 Salvation,
一个
救恩。
One S means Salvation.
一个是叫 Service.
The other means Service.
因为他们效法耶稣基督，羔羊，服侍别人。
Because they follow the example of Jesus becoming a lamb to serve.
那他当年是在美国是一个卫理公会的牧师。
Yeah, he used to be a pastor at a Wesleyan church.
但是他受到威廉·布什的影响。威廉·布什是救世军的创始人。
He was under the influence of the founder of Salvation Army.
他横渡大西洋到了英国。
And so he crossed the Atlantic Ocean and went to England.
今天你到英国去六个小时差不多了吧，是不是？
If you fly to England today, it probably takes 5-6 hours.
19世纪多少天？
But back in the 19th century, how long would it take?
好几个月时间。
A few months.
而且在海中还有风暴。
And then you kind of go through storms.
他到了伦敦以后，他告诉威廉布希。
And when he was at the when he arrived in London,
他告诉那个救世军的那个负责的一个同工
，talk to one of the
叫威廉布什
，talk to William Bush, who's a founder of Salvation Army.
他说我愿意加入你们，一起来服侍。
He says I would like to join you to serve together.
威廉布什说 ，No, you are dangerous man.
But William Bush says, No, you are a dangerous man.
你是个很危险的人，为什么
？Why does he say that?
他说你一直是自己的主。
Because you're your own master.
你自己一直在控制自己。
You're controlling yourself.
啊，不过呢
，But
这么远赶过来
，Since you came so far away,
试一试吧。
We'll give it a shot.
给你第一件任务。
The first thing we want you to try you out on.
你知道古代哈，他们穿那个长的靴子。
And the old time when they wear like really long boots.
那边有十八双靴子。沾满了泥土。
And so William Bush says there are 18 pair of boots over there that are really dirty and filled with mud.
你去把它清扫干净，然后打油。
Go clean it up and oil them.
他是个牧师哦。
He's a pastor.
他在美国牧养教会的。
He's a pastor that had church in the U.S.
当你听到这个话的时候，你觉得是侮辱呢，还是什么？
So what? How would he respond hearing this?
他说我千里迢迢横渡大西洋来到伦敦就是为你擦皮鞋的吗？
It feels like if I came all the way from US to come here to clean up some boots.
当他心中在抱怨的时候，
I bet when, as he was complaining his heart,
好像他的脑子里突然出现一个图画，
But then in his mind an image appears.
就是那位狮子，那位君王，那位至圣者，那位耶稣基督，在替门徒洗脚。
And the image of Jesus being a lion came down to wash the disciples' feet.
他看到耶稣洗脚那个画面的时候，他的心一阵温暖。他说：“主啊，你是至高者，却成为至卑者；你是狮子，成为羔羊；你是个君王，却成为奴仆，替人洗脚。”那主啊，既然你替门徒的洗脚，那就让我替他们擦鞋子吧。
And he saw an image of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and he was moved that he know that Jesus, being the mighty one, being the king, became a servant and lamb. He says, "If you're willing to wash their feet, let me wipe their boots."
他唱着歌
，He started singing praise,
心中充满着喜乐
，filled with joy.
把十八双鞋子
，and he cleaned up his 18 boots,
打上油
，oiled them.
他后来成为就是运动极为重要的一个工人。
And he became a really influential person in the Salvation Army.
我照着引用他的一句话。
There's a quote from him.
他写了很多书，帮助许许多多的圣徒。
He has written many books that help many Christians.
其中有一本书叫 Helps to Holiness.
There's a book called Helps to Holiness.
他的信仰，他的见证，为神做了美好的见证。
And his testimony just brought a lot of glory to God.
今天我要如果在中间讲很多的见证，我会一整天，许许多多的人，他效法基督，基督呈现在他的里头，是狮子，也是羔羊。
And there's so many testimony I can share with you how people who have Jesus forming in them becoming a lion and a lamb.
面对人生的苦难、诱惑、试探、罪恶，他是狮子。
As they were facing the challenge and struggles and temptation in this life, they become lions.
面对弟兄姐妹，面对周围的人。
But as they face other people who are in need, brothers and sisters, as people from the outside, they become a lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，世界上找不到一个人像基督这样，既是狮子，又是羔羊。
And you can look around all this world, and you will not find anyone like Jesus, who is the lion and lamb.
因为这是我们的主。
Because he is our Lord.
独一无二的主。
And the only God.
他是狮子。
He's a lion.
又是羔羊。
He's a lamb.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你道成肉身来到这个世界， 你是万有的主，却为我们成为人。
Father God, we thank you for your word became flesh and came to us and to save us, that you're the mighty God, but you're also a servant.
你是万王之王，万主之主，却为我们成为仆人。
Father God, you're king of all kings, but you became a servant.
你是犹大的狮子，掌管一切，统治一切，可是为我们却成为羔羊。
You're a lion of Judah that you have all authority and all power, and but you because of us you became a lamb.
我们谢谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
主，愿你的圣灵在我们的里头。
May your spirit come in us.
让你的生命在我们的里头得以成形。
That your life will form inside of us.
让我们里头狮子和羔羊成为一体。
That we'll have a lion and a lamb mixed inside of us.
主啊，好像你生命、你的心情、你的美丽，透过我们的生命彰显出来。
Father, we pray that the beauty of your life will flow out of us.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.